Well, it's official. Both the House and Senate voted this past week to approve the Tax Relief, Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization, and Job Creation Act of 2010, which includes relief from the death tax. In the Senate, the final vote was 81-19, while the U.S. House approved it by a vote of 277-148. And Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said they are very pleased with the vote.
You know, it's not perfect for everybody. It's not even perfect for the cattlemen. But the fact of the matter is the provisions in regards to death tax are exactly what we've been working on for quite some time.
It now sets the estate tax rate at 35% with a $5 million exemption, but Woodall said it's only for 2 years.
But given that situation, we know that when we come to renegotiating this here in about 18 months to 2 years, it's going to allow us the opportunity to start from a higher base level, and that's this level of $5 million and 35%, which is much better than we would have been on January 1st with just a $1 million exemption and a 55% tax rate.
Of course, much of the reaction from ag groups to the tax package was positive, as American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman was pleased that meaningful estate tax reform for farm and ranch families was secured. He noted other important provisions for farmers and ranchers were also in the bill, like lower capital gains and income taxes, and he said the legislation also offers considerable relief that will help farmers, ranchers, and rural communities in these difficult economic times. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.